Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Jim Kawakami, the editor-in-chief of the very athletic Bay Area. Jim Kawakami.
Tim Kawakami, who has covered the NBA for over two decades, and more specifically, the Golden State Warriors over the last 12 years.
This is the TK Show.
Hey everybody, Tim Kawakami here, TK Show, recording from the home studio on a pretty early morning on Tuesday. Why not have the rise and shine face for all of us, voice, everything. It's the great Ray Ratto, a Bay Area legend, now with Defector. I don't know many other things. You know him. We know him. How you doing? Good morning, Ray.
Hello, my friend. How's it going?
I don't know. It feels like it's still last night because last night was going on. And I don't want to go all morning KNBR talk show here, but I know you love that. That's your thing.
Oh, yeah. But bite me right away.
I had to throw that one out there. I had to wake get everyone woken up here a little bit. A little jab helps. Had that, was it 18 innings? I don't even know. I turned it off. I literally admitted that on social media. I get too nervous over not knowing who the pitchers are going to be if it keeps going. And literally, they were running at both sides, Dodgers and Blue Jays were running out of pitchers. I didn't know what was going to happen. Did you hang in there through all the Freddie Freeman walk-off home run to win it?
Absolutely, because that's the thing I love the best. The idea that Yoshi Yamamoto, who had pitched a complete game 2 days earlier, not only volunteered to pitch the 19th, but looked like he was going in, to me was fascinating because it's the most difficult decision I think any manager has ever had to make because you are in some ways flirting with the guy's future.
Yes.
And you know, no other managerial choice is like that, really, in any sport. It's just, you know, this is something where I can get a guy hurt on my own volition. And even though Yamamoto volunteered and wanted to do it, it's still scary as hell. So in that way, I'm kind of pissed that Freeman hit the home run because I wanted to see what Roberts was going to do.
You are Mr. Chaos. You've said that, and you are. I don't mind that. I get a little nervous, I got to say. And I didn't even know Yamamoto was the next option. That would have scared the hell out of me. It's all those years watching Bochy, I think, manage in the postseason when you never – like, that was always kind of taken care of with him, which maybe – you don't always need the insurance arm. Maybe that's not the most efficient use of the bullpen, but I never worry about that, Ray. I got a little Bochy pilled in this thing where it was too in order. Everything was too organized.
Well, he's only had the 118 inning game, that game against Washington. But he always did seem to have a better idea of control. But this was not a game where I thought Dave Roberts was losing it. I mean, I understood everything he did and why he did it, even the Kershaw move, which happened while you were still awake.
Yes. We can debate that one, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just thought that there is a point when a game goes so long that whatever you do will end up being wrong no matter what. So in that way, Freddie Freeman took a ton of people off the hook. You know, just, you know, he ended it in such a way that nobody could get second guess for anything. Even the sinker that didn't sink by Brandon Little, you know, that's just a physical mistake. It wasn't somebody being a bonehead. And so in that way, I thought the game ended perfectly for most people, terribly for me.
Since you brought, you want the game still be going on. I half wondered if I turn it back on at 6 o'clock in the morning, is this thing still going to be going on?
If only.
My point was the whole point of Kershaw's probably to get extended innings, like in a game that just keeps going on, and you use them for one batter. Like that, I get it. Maybe you didn't want him to be the guy throwing 50 pitches into this 18th and 19th, but. Like it was a little bit of a like luxury or even like a ceremonial thing. It's like Lincecum, you know, not to criticize Bochy, but yeah, Bochy did do that. He just had Lincecum as a ceremonial pitcher in 2014. Yeah. That's kind of like that exposes it when you have a guy who's a starter who throws six pitches, eight, whatever it was, and that's it. And you're going on and on and on and on.
But the thing that I didn't know at the time that I have since been informed of is that. The hardest pitch he threw was the slowest fastball he had thrown in a year and a half. So I don't think it was ceremonial as much as it was, God, this guy literally has nothing left. And I thought he put him in for a baseball reason, not a ceremonial one, and found out that he was just playing with damp dynamite and had to get him out as quickly as possible and was lucky he got the out that he got.
Yep. I got to ask the old sports writer thing where any vibe going through you going, thank God I'm not riding off of this one. But you and I have kind of gone, you know, we're away from the, delivery trucks are leaving in an hour. So you better get in now. And the printing presses can only be used at this time, which is literally one of the main reasons. I absolutely decided I couldn't do this anymore. I had to go to the internet only. But did you get any of that feeling on this, watching this game go on and on and on?
No, because I knew I was going to have to write at the end of it.
Oh, did you? For Defector?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I posted it too. but the only time I ever had those, the only two times I ever had those was one, a Sharks 4 overtime playoff game. And a doubleheader with the Giants and Dodgers that ended at 1:45. Mm-hmm. And the only thing you can do at that point is file as fast as you can. And if you make the deadline, you do. If you don't, you don't. And they can't yell at you because you can't write about a game that's still going on. So I didn't have that stress. I mean, it was harder for my editor down in L.A. because she's waiting around for this to come in because she'd like to go to bed. Mm-hmm. But I put that off as, hey, you volunteered to do this tonight, so bite me, you know. But she didn't complain. She was a complete soldier through the whole thing and did a hell of a job.
Look at us talking about the last night's game, Ray. You and I just banging around the 1980s style media here. But that was unique.
It was unique. It was, and I only wish it had been one step more unique. That's the only thing about last night that didn't work for me. I didn't even mind the 5 Ohtani walks. You know, a lot of people say, I want to see him hit. Well, get over it.
You know, it does push it to the Bonds area. You know, all those, you know, sabermetricians saying, okay, yeah, walking a guy every single time is actually, you know, worse for a defense than letting somebody hit and maybe hit up 2 home runs. they're going to do it. They did it. And he did not score five times. They walked him from the ninth inning on.
Yeah.
They're going to keep doing it. Did you flash back to Bonds? And do you, you know, as a pitcher, as a manager, I think you almost got to do it at this point.
Oh, no question. And I think they're going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
It reminded me of the night when they were playing Arizona and Buck Showalter walked him intentionally with the bases loaded.
Yeah. Yeah.
And still won the game. You know, and it's hard to walk into a manager's office after that and going, what were you thinking? How dare you win that way? No, it was a weirdly dangerous and brilliant move that almost no other manager would do. And, you know, Buck came off looking like a genius, as he was fond of doing. But I did have some flashbacks to it because it just reminds me of the year that Bonds was walked intentionally 120 times, which is by far the record. And it's the most obvious and clear sign that you're afraid of somebody that I've ever seen in any sport, where baseball allows you to just not face a guy. And it's just a statement that, no, we have no way of dealing with you whatsoever, so I'm just going to skip you. And to do it that many times, or to do it that many times last night, I mean, that's a crowning achievement for Ohtani in many ways, because he's that scary that often. And he's got a pitch today.
I was going to say he's got a pitch today, which who knows what's going to happen there. And
today's going to be a pie fight. Anybody who doesn't watch tonight's game either hates baseball or is in jail.
I might not be watching much of it because I'd be covering a Warriors basketball game. And that brings its own criticisms and critiques to it. But let's stay on baseball for a little bit. San Francisco Giants coming up in a couple days are going to announce, which everyone knows, they've already announced it basically, but they're going to introduce Tony Vitello as their new manager, straight from the NCAAs, never happened before without any major league experience. Buster Posey's big swing. This is a team you know real well. You know Buster Posey real well. Situation's very interesting. What do you make of Vitello as an idea, as an actual thing that's going to be happening?
It's a level of intelligence gathering that no other general manager does, because they don't consider college baseball to be part of the chain. It's they send you players, and then you put them into your minor league system and teach them how to really play. So the idea that a manager is going to be in the major leagues after having no experience in a major league chain is a fascinating swing. You're right. But I think the takeaway for me is that Posey came up with two big swings this past year, and they both pretty much worked out. I mean, they got a better year than they thought out of Willie Adames. And after a very slow start, they got a really good year out of Rafael Devers. And so I think Posey says, you know what? I trust me. I like my judgment. I'm a hell of a guy. I'm going to make this work because I see things that other people don't see. And it's either because he's too fond of his own thought processes, or he sees something that nobody else would have considered. So it's not a question of he's showing anybody else up. Nobody else would have thought to do this. And if it works out, you're going to see college baseball managers suddenly being considered for pro jobs. And pretty soon you're going to have job abandonment like you have in college football. It'll be great.
I was going to say, Lane Kiffin going to be up for one of these jobs? Bobby Petrino. Now that's the guy I'd want managing the extra innings in the World Series.
Absolutely. Although I'd make him take a car every day. I'm not letting him ride a bike.
Yes. Back to Buster's, and other people have said this. It's almost one of those. No one else could have done this. No one else has the clout in an organization, and as a former player, obviously as a former great player in that organization, to do this. Like, there's no way Farhan Zaidi could have done this. There just isn't. His big risk was Gabe Kapler, and I went, yeah, it's similar, but you know what? Gabe Kapler was a manager the previous 2 years for the Philadelphia Phillies and played in the major leagues. Won a championship. So this is very well different. At the point, there becomes a line between I can do this, it's bold, only because, you know, just because I can, but also, God, I want to do it because it's the only thing that I, you know, like that no one else could do this. Like I thought Don Nelson was kind of like this, like I could do this. So let me go do the fun and fancy things. I'm not saying this is what it is for Posey. We don't know Vitello. It could be a great move. I'm just saying sometimes maybe there's a line between God, this is the smart thing that no one else would do. And this is the thing you did because no one else would do it.
Well, nobody is in a position to tell Buster no because he came in to, quote, save the franchise from itself. So he's got carte blanche. Maybe it's different if Devers had crapped out or if Adames never found his swing. But he hasn't really done anything that is objectively bad for the franchise yet. So he's still playing with the casino's money. I mean, who's the baseball guy who's going to tell them, you can't do this? You know, they don't have one. He's it. And there's nobody on the business side who's going to, because Greg Johnson is largely hands off and Larry Bear is, you know, never allowed on the baseball side anyway. So, you know, Buster Posey has a lab and he's using it. I mean, that's the kind of general manager you want until he starts screwing up. And then once he starts screwing up.
He's a part owner too, by the way.
So yeah, but
you know, I think fire himself at some point.
Yeah, that's less compelling than the fact that there's nobody to tell him no. And I think that's what Farhan had for a while. And I thought his runway after the year they won 108 games was going to be for years, but they reverted to form almost right away. And in a couple of years, you know, maybe that's what happens to Buster too. But for right now, the cards are coming to him and he gets to deal. So he's going to do that, which is what you sort of want out of a general manager is, you know, freedom of action. So we'll see if this guy's any good. But mostly, can you fix your hitting? Because you don't hit very well. And that'll be the real measure of how good this manager is. You know, Tony Vitello has to figure out how to get another 100 runs a year out of this team. And good luck to him on that.
I've heard this. Many people have heard this. It's like, okay, how do you go get the Dodgers? That does change the formula. And it is. It's a real thing. The Dodgers are there. They're going to only keep signing players. They've got Ohtani. They've got Yamamoto. They've got Mookie. I mean, you just know, you just go through the list and you need to do something different to get them. But is there a little bit of a, you know, declining margin for this? Because if all you do is swing for the fences, then you're going to miss. And, you know, this you brought up Adames and Devers. Those could still miss, right, down the road with all the
money. Well, at some point, they'll both get old because they're in their 30s.
Yes.
But I think it's instructive that the Dodgers won fewer games this year than they have in almost any year other than the COVID year. Under Dave Roberts' tenure. And that's because the starting rotation was ravaged with injuries and the bullpen, which had been so good last year, had been awful. You know, when you find Will Klein, you know, to save your bacon in the biggest game of your year, that's a statement that your bullpen is still in tatters because Will Klein pitches as often as you or I. So that there's as much money as you spend, there's still a measure of luck you have to have. And on balance, the Dodgers were more unlucky than lucky. And that's including the fact that Ohtani had a phenomenal year at the plate. He didn't pitch very much. So even with the amount of money that they invested, they still won fewer games than before. And, you know, they can't keep guys healthy because some of those pitchers are in their 30s now, and it's if they haven't had the Tommy John yet, it's coming for them. So I think the Giants' margin is not great with the Dodgers, but it's certainly better when you look at the Padres and the Diamondbacks. And that's really who they have to sort of aim at because, you know, you get in the playoffs even if you finish second. So they don't have to catch the Dodgers yet. You know, but they have to be better than the Padres at some point. They've got to be better than Arizona. So.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up at Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's what I call
81 and 81 ain't cutting it.
Yeah, the existential thing is if those two teams are better than you all the time, because then you're done. And then do you have an argument that you can take out the Dodgers or the Phillies or the Brewers or whoever else in a short series? And that's always pitching, right? That's like, okay, we can line up our three guys against your three guys, and we can feel very good about that. And I think that's where they're going to go. I think they're going pitching. Now, you're right. They got to score more runs. They might just try to do that on energy and vibes and maybe better years out of some of those guys. But I think if Buster Posey's paying for anything, it feels to me like maybe that's just because Fleming said that last week and he kind of knows what he's talking about in that Giants stuff. But
yeah, Fleming's a drunk.
Well, we can go back on that one, but I just think it's
coward. Yeah,
I think they're going pitching just because you're not signing a hitter unless you're overpaying them. And even if they try to overpay them, they can't get these guys. And the guys they can get, you know, without going for $180 million, but maybe for $110 for 3 years or whatever, is a number two starter. That just feels like where they're going with this. Would you agree with that, Ray?
I think it's the way they're going to go, because that's the way the Giants won when Posey was a player.
Yep.
But they're still going to have to overpay even at that. You know, the idea that you can squeeze out a guy at 110, I think that's by the board. If you want to make a pitching, you know, a pitching move, you've got to be willing to overpay for that as much as you do hitting. And their problem is that when they were winning in the last decade, it's because their bullpen was set for 5 years running. That's almost impossible to maintain. So you either have to get relievers in bulk or spend for more than one starter. And they can't worry about cash considerations if the Dodgers are their aim. Because as much as the Dodgers change stuff, that's all well and good for the Dodgers. But when you sign a pitcher, you have to sign two, because there's a decent chance the first guy you sign is going to get hurt. Yep. Because that's the nature of pitching. So if they're going to go pitching, they got to go pitching deep. And I don't know if they're ready to do that yet, but if they're not, they're not going to catch the Dodgers. That's the equation.
Yep. And that is a tough equation. Let's get over the NBA and this whole gambling scandal. I don't think it's a shock to you. I don't think it's a shock to a lot of people. It is a shocking headline when it happens, obviously, because you're just kind of waiting for some major shoe to drop. And here we got with Damon Jones and Chauncey Billups in separate ways, and in one way, I guess, overlapping. just with, you know, FanDuel and DraftKings, whatever. I don't know. Maybe they're going to sponsor every show at some point. Maybe this one. I don't know. But I'll just go ahead and say it. It's like that's what's driving this, the accessibility of gambling. I think we all know it's always been there. Is there some line that's been crossed here, Ray? Is there something that has to be pulled back? People mentioned the prop bets. Obviously, they seem crazy that you could bet on like a first pitch. Seems insane. Where is the line? Where can we reset this if possible?
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Oh, the prop bets are the real problem, which is where you start talking about Jonte Porter and you start talking about Terry Rozier.
Yep.
Running, you know, being part of a dishonest poker game is skeevy as hell, but, and the associations with that are skeevy as hell. But in terms of the integrity of the game, it's the prop bets are clearly the problem. And Adam Silver, who has always liked to portray himself as the player's friend, is going to have to become David Stern on this, which means if you want to discourage behavior that puts your company in a bad light, you have to overpunish. You know, if you catch somebody either making prop bets, if you have an employee making prop bets or facilitating prop bets for other people, you have to, and I hate sounding like the cop here, but you have to ban them for life and not even give them a choice. You have to overpunish so that the risk reward is too great on the side of, you know, not doing the bad thing. You know, it's the only way anybody ever learns anything is when you drop the hammer. And, you know, Adam Silver's not a guy who drops the hammer. I mean, their investigation of Terry Rozier certainly seems like it was just, you know, by the numbers, let's get this off my plate as quickly as possible, you know, because we still got to cash those DraftKings checks. I mean, it's part of the dance they signed up for. So there's a part of me that says, yeah, you guys have this. But if you're trying to fix the problem you've got in front of you, which is players engaging in gambling that based on how they play or don't play, you have to come down, you know, like a metric ton of bricks, because otherwise they're not afraid. And I hate to put it in those terms, but if you're worried about your integrity, you have to defend that integrity with an army of Rottweilers. And that's one of the things that Adam Silver hasn't done and is going to have to, because they can't find out that there's another one of these down the road. I mean, Victor Wembanyama can cover only so much damage. Mm-hmm. You know,
your colleague, Patrick Redford, very talented writer, wrote a really interesting piece, thoughtful piece, just how the media is not set up to cover this. For, you know, obviously with the DraftKings and FanDuel's sponsoring so many different networks, and you can't, I'm not arguing about that. Like that, you got to take the money if you need to keep paying people. But the process isn't set up to do this. Now you can split some hairs on that. Like, what are people supposed to do? Nothing's been proven. There have been alarms sent up. People have written about the prop bets. But I get it, and it really hits home from Defector, which is not sponsored by any of this stuff. And I obviously respect the hell out of that, is able to do it. It's not a far-flung site that's trying to cover every league. But just specifically, maybe without naming names, or if you want to name names, is the media landscape, which is now driven by so much gambling money. It is. And maybe eventually, and I was at The Athletic when one of those companies was definitely sponsoring those heavy. And we were told specifically which site to name if you're going to do point spreads. And I talk about gambling. I do. Maybe not as much as your former partner, Tommy Tolbert, which we all love, but it's all good. It's all part of the lexicon. Is the media incapable of covering this correctly, Ray?
By and large, yes. I mean, Patty Redford's an idiot. Let's not. he nailed it on that one. And the media is not incapable of covering it because the people who cover the league can't do it. It's because they're not going to be allowed to do it. I mean, because they're in bed. I mean, their bosses are in bed with, you know, DraftKings and FanDuel, too. I mean, they chose the business over the journalism, and they've done it again and again and again. I'm wondering, frankly, if this is a problem that journalism can't solve, because journalism has basically, you know, made its bed now. You know, the business wins every time. So it really is a matter of Adam Silver becoming the bad cop. You know, just saying, oh, okay, you think you've got constitutional rights? Well, let's go to court and find out. We have more lawyers than you. He has to be a bully the way David Stern was. And I don't know if either he or the people who employ him have that in them. I think that's where the real problem is. But in terms of exposing it, I don't think the media is, you know, is probably as equipped to do that as they used to be, because the people who pay them are in bed with it too. You know, and I'm not getting on my high horse about gambling is evil, but the league, at leagues really, because, you know, college basketball has the one of these every year. It's largely their problem to clean up because they're the ones who get damaged. The fact that Zach Lowe probably can't do this anymore, I mean, that's the evolution of where this is. We are not crusaders anymore because we're not allowed to be, because there's no money in crusading.
And this is not the only aspect of the universe where this is the case, I would point out.
Yeah,
You know, exactly. When you have billionaires buying up every single news operation, or people worried that a billionaire is going to buy up every single news operation, and merging companies left and right, it's everywhere. And I don't want to get too far into that. It's a far afield. But Reyes, you're kind of considered the godfather of a lot of things. You won't accept that, but it's certainly a defector, right? You're the oldest guy defector by what measure? By some amount. And that's,
well, we have a rogue 60-year-old.
Oh, well, okay.
But for the most part, I work with people half my age and twice my IQ.
And that's good, right? I mean, that is,
ball.
But as someone who kind of identified this early, maybe not exactly this, and understands the digital part, not even part, is now the digital. I mean, I don't want to be mean, but I do think that there's the newspaper, the newsprint, the magazine print, all these things are either gone or going quickly. That just, does it make you sad a little bit? Does it just the way the world is? You're almost like early on this. I feel like I was kind of right on time on this, but I concede to you, you were before me. How do you, just in the Bay Area maybe, or overall, how does it make you feel to see this happen?
It doesn't make me feel anything. I mean, it's sort of like standing on the beach and screaming at the tide as it comes in. You know, I mean, journalism can still be done, but it's far less likely, not because of the technology, but because of the people who write the checks. If they want to do this, it can get done. But someone has to figure out a way to make it worth their financial while. And the fact is, when they go out to dinner at night, they're far more likely to go out with business people than they are journalists. So that's unavoidable. Is it sad? Yeah, but I think a lot of things about where we're headed is pretty sad. But you either stand and get swallowed by the mudslide, or you don't. And, you know, it's crude to say this, but the America we thought we were building when you and I were in our 20s, it didn't get built. And it's in many ways farther away than it used to be. We opted as a culture for technology over ethics. And so this is what we're reaping now. You know, there's a price tag with every choice you make, and we've made the wrong choice time and again when you're talking about journalism versus business. We've always opted for the money. That's who we are. And I don't think there's no way to avoid the bill coming due, because the bill's being paid now and it's not being paid by us.
I just say, I probably could not have thought this, but man, you and I worked at places where the management of said operations was horrendous. And had no idea this was coming and may still not know. Frankly, I look at some of these places and I go, do you realize this is a digital world now and you're doing this? And this is your kind of metabolism for news. And let's get it tomorrow morning. I do think there was a failure across the board, except for like at seven places that understood what was happening or at least felt the adaptability to do it. I don't know. Asking Ray Ratto to criticize former managers, my executives might not be the biggest tea of all time, but it's one of them. Have you felt that though, as you were at these places, and we won't name them, or we could, that they're just, even if it couldn't really be, who's going to stop Larry Ellison, right? Who's going to stop all this other stuff? I get it, but we, even within that context, because we've seen places who still are flourishing, very few of them, but a few. And you've seen the ones that have no idea what they were doing.
Well, I mean, look, historically, this goes back to when.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
Newspapers, particularly, you know, your alma mater in San Jose, had a chance to get in on the ground floor with Craigslist.
Yep. Oh, God, I knew you were going to say Craigslist because that is exactly the key to this.
Yeah. And they chose, no, we're making 25% now. We don't need you. And Craig Newmark, to his credit, said, okay, I'll do it anyway. And all of a sudden, the monopoly on classified ads is done. You know, and all of a sudden, newspapers in particular don't look as good. You know, the Mercury also was the first one to have a website, but they chose not to put a paywall up. They chose to have it be free as an advertising adjunct almost to the print wing. So it's choices like that going back that far, because who uses Craigslist anymore?
I know.
Everything is evolving toward extinction faster than ever before. And the only thing that has survived is the predatory nature of capitalism. Because they basically weaponized the internet to turn it into a profit center rather than necessarily a journalism center. to the point where journalism doesn't pay anymore. You know, there's no big, there's no grand 25% yearly return on that. And so, you know, it's all part of the same sort of gigantic vortex where journalism became, you know, is more of a business now than it used to be. And the business says, we don't spend money on stuff we can't monetize immediately. You know, there's no, we're going to build an audience and make this work long term, because there is no long term. Long term is dinner. And I mean, it's just the nature. That's why I'm not sad about it. It's just, we've made choices again and again that say what we want, even if we don't like the sound of it. And, you know, not having a robust journalism community is bad in a lot of ways, but we're not interested in truth anymore. We're not interested in objectivity. We're interested in cash. And, you know, the New York Times is making more money, you know, with all their other stuff than they are the print product, whether you define print as the newspaper or the website. It's just, that's not where the money is now. And until somebody figures out a way to change that, this isn't going to change.
I'll just say, you know, they always was about money, but they used to just throw the newspaper on the porch and make millions. And
yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, it wasn't like we don't want to make, it's like, that's how we make money. You know, the horse and buggy people, we're pretty sure it's only horse and buggies until the moment when it wasn't horse and buggies, there were cars now. And that's, that transition has never, you know, not never, I shouldn't say. And you mentioned the New York Times, I will say, former employer of mine, that.
You've had a lot of former employers.
Yeah.
It's like, you hold a job. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, it's time to find a new one. No, it's not. It's not. I am joking on that.
Coward.
I am happy and always like to be at the good place, and I'm at the good place. But I just told that to somebody. But it is, that's the problem. The business people didn't figure out because they were making the money that they were. And then when that started to go away, they just clung to that because that's what they knew. This is not unique to newspapers. This is not unique to journalism. It's a horse and buggy industry, whatever other industries have gone. The people in those industries like those industries when they're making money, and they don't want it to change. So they resist the change. That's what's
happening. The automobile industry is going through it. Amazon's laying off, 30,000 people or something? I mean, it just, the thing we thought was new 5 years ago is passé now. And there is going to come a point where the thing that's passé is not replaced with anything. And at that point, we're Paraguay.
Okay. Well, on that note, on the Paraguay note, I knew we were going to get to it. Ray, it's like, Paraguay, let's go. I'll ask you a version of the question I have asked you before. I ask all my guests. Maybe the answer will be Paraguay. Who knows? What's your favorite restaurant, Ryan? Let's get back to the restaurant question. It's good to get back to the age-old question that I kind of gotten away from a little bit.
Well, there's a nice Paraguayan joint.
Several of them, I'm sure. Now, why not?
My favorite restaurant right now is the first steakhouse that Alameda, where I live, has had in decades, a place called Moxie. It's owned by someone I know a bit, and it's a great place. It's a great place to go for a great meal, but it's also steakhouse ambiance, which is not something you do every day because, you know, steakhouses tend to be a little darker and, you know, but it's an unpretentious steakhouse if such a thing is possible. And you could still get in without, you know, leaving a pint of blood at the counter. And, you know, at some point it's going to get too big for its britches. It's going to start becoming a chain, I'm sure. But for now, it's a great go-to.
You might see Ray Ratto and myself there at some point soon, because we've been talking
about
this.
Yeah, you keep threatening.
And we're doing it. We're doing it. One of the reasons I booked this podcast, you blew me off a couple of times. Let's just be honest now. You were way too busy doing your thing, which is great. I want the people. I have to chase
down.
I work
in my underwear. I don't think my calendar is the issue.
Please, no images, please. But We're going to get to that steakhouse. Absolutely. Let's do it soon. We'll figure it out. We're not going to tell people when it is, but we will be at this.
Well, are you worried about a mob outside?
Yes. As I always am. Hey, the last time we went to a steakhouse, we had stuff sent to our table for free, Ray. You know, we have that big personalities that everyone recognizes. Who knows? Yeah.
Let them pick up a bill.
Yeah. They didn't do that. They definitely didn't do that. All right, Raymond. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Always great talking to you. We'll figure out the steak place and we'll talk about it next time.
Yeah. Enjoy that Warrior game. I dare you.
8 o'clock tip off, Ray. It's the greatest. Oh my God. It's like, I'm getting there. When am I doing this? This is ridiculous. All right, everybody.
I was up till midnight watching baseball. I got no sympathy for you.
No. And I wouldn't have sympathy for me either. All right, everybody. That is the show for today. Thanks so much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.